faces that are making headlines around the world. And on top of that, we ensure that you are part of the conversation. An interactive and conversational segment dubbed Voice of the People, where your voice is heard, your opinions are valid, and you get to come to and interact with us live on the show. Also on our social media platforms, that is Power FM Zambia. On our Facebook page, send your comments as we get to tackle so many issues affecting our daily lives. So whether on your radio set, either on your phone set, even in the car, in the bus, at school, at work, wherever you are, interact with us. Even on social media, on BTV, we are there. We want to interact with you and have a fantastic morning, every single morning, from Monday to Friday. That's from 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. with the Queens of Breakfast, the Diner and Fortress. On public life and calls for accountability.
Over the last 4 years, more Zambian citizens have gone to jail or in court over the freedom of
speech. As we question the policymakers, thought leaders, politicians, and more, we are giving you a platform to have your voice heard, asking questions that matter to you and your community. Together, we host Voice of the People. Together, we host Voice of the People on the Power Breakfast. Join the conversation every weekday on Voice of the People with Fortress Sansakaya. Sansakaya. Drive Time Radio was never meant to be a bore. It was meant to be exciting. Only on Power. And that's what you get on Power Central Monday night and Tuesday with me, Kiki and Preston. Every day from Monday to Friday, you get to interact with your truly as I take you on a journey like no other. From Afrobeat, Monday night and Tuesday comes to you from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on weekdays. Red and Apple, only on Drive. Get ready for the ultimate African music takeover as we count down to the hottest 40 songs dominating the continent. From Afrobeat, Mama Piano, Quiet Joe, Afro Trap, Afro R&B, Bongo Flavor, and some Afro Fusion. It's African sound in one countdown. No skips, no breaks, just your African hit. This is more than a countdown. It's the heartbeat of Africa. Welcome to the Afro Top 40. Get to here. Saturday morning, and we said it's coming. And guess what? This coming Saturday breakfast show is fighting harder. Join me by now, your favorite troublemaker with a microphone every Saturday morning on Power 91.3 FM with Breakfast Champ.
Lusaka, Art Pathway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
More condemn President Hassan's H&M's ACL barrel twist. Civil society organizations concerned over the implications of the Electoral Process Amendment Bill. In international news, Burundi President Ndayishimiye named ruling party candidate for 2027 election. In sports, Mapwaza hails Wanderers after Power Dynamo's reach Africa Cup final. Super Bowl lunchtime news. My name is Viola Tuma. Several stakeholders have criticized President Haka and H&M's new stance to absent himself from the funeral of his predecessor, the late Edgar Lungu, stating that it was too late. On Saturday, Attorney General Munilo Kabesha addressed the nation, stating that if President H&M's absence would help ensure a dignified farewell for the former president head of state, the current is willing to stay away. Late President Lungu's body remains unburied 10 months since his death on 5th June 2025. However, many callers on the Power FM Breakfast Show condemn the new government stance, describing it as a sign of complete disorganization.
Mamele wakambira, kukumezwa na kambira to die and I don't have to speak. No, the president will stay away. When the president wanted me to speak, I mind you, reaching up to this time, this was for 8 minutes, me and my mom prayed. But it's just because the deputy, some of the ladies, like a poor girl, I'm going to take my phone to see my own. So the problem was with the government, what is the funding?
A consortium of civil society organizations, including Operation Young Vote, has developed a position paper addressing the implications of the Electoral Process Amendment Bill No. 44 of 2026. OIV Executive Director Jesse Anga emphasized that the memorandum was submitted in a constructive and informed manner, aiming to contribute to an electoral law that enhances Zambia's electoral process, both now and in the future. Minister Nyerenda explained that the memorandum not only addresses specific clauses, but also supports the broader development of an electoral legal framework designed to strengthen democratic institutions, promote public confidence,